This is John Batzler, conversation with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute about Lukashenko, the dictator of Belarus, puzzling about why Belarus would go along with military exercises on the Polish border that led to provocation, according to Poland and perhaps NATO as well. Anatole reminds us that Lukashenko is not a stooge of the Kremlin. And that before the protests of some years past, 2020, I believe, he was even making overtures to the West. Here's Anatole to describe the complicated person, Lukashenko, dictator of Belarus. More of this later.
Well, Lukashenko has never been simply Putin's stooge. In fact, there have often been very bad relations between them. And Lukashenko is not a Russian loyalist. I mean, what he really is, strangely, you could say, you know, more than 30 years on, is a Soviet loyalist. I mean, he would really dream of the restoration of the Soviet Union with a top place for Belarusians in that union. And he has made previous attempts to reach out to the West. He was doing this before 2020. But then these protests in Belarus erupted against the alleged rigging of the elections by Lukashenko. And the West gave very strong support to the protesters and to the Belarusian opposition. So, of course, and imposed a whole range of sanctions on Belarus and on Lukashenko personally. So, you know, not surprisingly, that drove him right back into the arms of Russia because he had nowhere else to go.